Okay, we will call this conference committee of House File 8 to order. And want to welcome our conferees and talk through a little bit of what we're going to do here. Last session, we had House File 8 ready for conferencing and never completed that process. Instead, the language from House File 8 passed in the omnibus bill during the special session. And so we're here tonight to basically replace House File 8 with an amendment, the A1 amendment that I think Senator Hand will offer in a moment, to basically place the Unified Personal Health Premium Account legislation that we drafted this session in replacement of House File 8.
I hate to waste a good conference committee.
I know. Exactly. So we're making good use of it. I don't know that we need to go over House File 8. That was the Healthy Minnesota Contribution Program, which is already law. But perhaps we can go ahead and do the amendment and then speak to it.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Hand.
I offer the A1 amendment. And members, just to briefly review what the A1 amendment is, and for the Senate conferees, the A1 amendment is the universal premium account bill that we passed through the HHS committee and then also passed off the floor. And so that is the amendment that we're putting on. It's deleting the language, the current language on House File 8, and replacing it with that language that has already passed in the Senate. With the exception, there have been some, looks like about three or four lines of amended language that were suggested by the House, and they are essentially clarification items. And I think we might want to have some explanation from Mr. Nelson, or do we just? I can try to talk through what the amendment does, and if I run into trouble, maybe we can ask for some help. On the A1 amendment, if you look at line 1.2 to 1.5.
Actually, that refers to this.
I'm sorry. I've got to find it on here. I've got an unengrossed. Where is this? Where this refers to. Okay, here we go. Here we go. If you look at on your A1 amendment, subdivision 4, that talks about health insurance, that language is new from the bill that we passed. The bill that we passed had a more extensive definition of health insurance, and it's replaced by this one sentence. Health insurance means an individual health plan as defined in Section 62A, Subdivision 3, including coverage issued by the Minnesota Comprehensive Health Association. So that one sentence replaces about two paragraphs in the original bill. So that is one change. The second part of the amendment that is changed is, let's see, page 2.
Could I have the sheet underneath this? Because this explains why each of these amendments
right.
does.
If you look at the requirements in Section 3, and after paragraph C, that paragraph D is a new paragraph. An administrator must separately disclose to the beneficiary of the account in writing any payment from an insurer, financial institution, or other business entity received in connection with the administration of this account. So that paragraph is new language from the language that was passed off the floor in the Senate, and it essentially provides disclosure of any potential,
payments they might have been
receiving. So that is new language from what we saw in the Senate. Page 3, subdivision 2, on page 2 of the amendment, trust account requirements. we are deleting a section and replacing it with what you see there as B, tax-preferred contributions under Internal Revenue Code Sections 105 and 6 must be maintained in a separate account. So that is also different from what we saw in the Senate language.
And that was important to protect the tax-preferred status. Yes, Senator Benson.
Mr. Chair, I just want to be clear when it says must be maintained in separate accounts, separate from each other or separate from other contributions? The two sections separate from each other or separate from other contributions?
Senator Benson, my understanding is the trust account, which is the basis for this bill, allows for sequestering of funds. So it would be a separate account within the trust, as I understand it. So by allowing that to happen, you can provide tax preferral to the amount being put into that account. But it's an account within the trust. I'm maybe looking for a nod of the head from Mr. Nelson. I think we'll allow Peter Nelson, if you want to come forward to the testifying table and state your name and who you represent for the record.
And Mr. Chairman, before we do that, let me just make pointing out the fourth piece that is new, which is on page 3 of the A1 amendment. It is paragraph 4. It says permit the administrator to draw funds from account for payment or reimbursement of health insurance premiums under written agreement. So those four sections that I outlined are the language that is new to the bill that we passed in the Senate. And they are essentially clarifications of what the original bill was doing. They do not change materially the substance of the bill. It just clarifies, we think, some of the ways that those provisions are to work. And perhaps Mr. Nelson would like to comment.
Thank you, Senator Hahn. And Senator Hahn has moved the A1 amendment. I would add that these changes that Senator Hahn just walked through are basically in the interest of making a good bill better. Mr. Nelson, you have helped draft a good portion of this legislation in cooperation with others, so it's probably appropriate to have you maybe answer maybe Senator Benson's question and maybe talk us through some additional details of the changes. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Peter Nelson. I'm the Director of Public Policy for Center of the American Experiment. And to Senator Benson's question regarding the separate account, it would be a separate trust account. It would be, in fact, a separate trust account. And the reason for that is simply to make sure that we are staying within the bounds of the tax code. I believe that it's possible that we could have, that we didn't necessarily need this change, but we want to be as careful as we can be. And so as we move in this direction, because we are we are doing something new, I thought it would be best to err on the side of caution.
And Mr. Nelson, this account that's been developed here in this legislation is built on existing federal trust language. This is not new, a new statute, a new account. It is a new way of using existing federal statute to create a tool, if you will, for allowing people to aggregate resources to pay in this case now, a major medical premium for an individual. So this is an opportunity for people who might be underemployed and certainly small employers as contributors to these accounts to accumulate the resources necessary to give them affordability and insurance coverage. Would that be accurate?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, yes, that would be accurate, yes. This is utilizing existing law. And we've seen over the past 10 years new ways to use the tax code to provide new advantages to employees, especially since 2002 with revenue rulings regarding health reimbursement arrangements and revenue rulings that have been that we've seen in 2006 and various other advents over the past decade or so. We've just seen that there's new ways that, you know, that we can use the tax code to provide tax-preferred health benefits.
And Mr. Nelson, it's also true, I believe, the nexus of this bill comes from the understanding that we have a lot of part-time employees, maybe even holding down multiple part-time jobs and small employers who are not able to connect on provision of health insurance. This is a significant part of the uninsured in the state of Minnesota. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, that's absolutely right. Minnesota has, I believe, the fifth highest amount of part-time workers in its workforce. And when you look at our uninsured statistics, there's been a remarkable change over the past just couple of years. Between 2009 and 2011, I'm not going to get these numbers entirely correct, but the number of uninsured multiple jobs jumped from about 10% to 20%. So we're seeing some changes in the marketplace, and this could be a powerful tool to help people afford health insurance.
Okay. Senator Benson.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Nelson, thank you for your work on this. I know a piece of how much you've contributed. Back to the separate trust account, for my own peace of mind, can you please tell me why IRS Code Section 125 doesn't apply? I'm not as familiar with the code as you are, and I just appreciate some clarity.
Mr. Nelson.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair, Senator Benson. The Code Section 125 cannot be commingled with a Section 105 or 106 arrangement, and that is why that does not apply. A Section 125 must be spent in the year that it's used, basically. And so that is why that is separate from the Section 105/106 arrangement.
Okay.
Very good. Other questions, other comments? We could, Senator Hamm, perhaps walk through this amendment in greater detail. We've certainly laid out why this is here, what it does, basically. It does allow for tax preference for people contributing to it, or at least employers contributing to it. But this is an account to which a relative, a small employer, maybe even multiple small employers, the state of Minnesota, perhaps others could contribute to help somebody afford an individual private health insurance premium, in this case a major medical health insurance premium.
And Mr. Chair,
Senator Hamm.
Just again for the benefit to remind the conferees from the Senate side, when we've had this bill in our committee and through the process in the Senate and to the floor, it originally had an additional section that created or called for the creation of a task force to provide recommendations to the legislature. And on the floor, the Senator Bonhoff moved to delete that language that had that task force provision. So that has been deleted, and it remains absent from this bill as well. And I hope that when we bring this back to the floor, we'll retain Senator Bonhoff's support for the bill.
Thank you, Senator. I would comment briefly. There had been some concern about the fiscal note. The fiscal note that we have for this bill, as originally presented, showed a savings in fiscal year 13 of, I want to say, $14
million?
$14,000. Okay, so very minor savings, but some savings nonetheless. The cost indicated in future years, and keep in mind fiscal notes are advisory, suggests some expense, but the assumptions around those expenses are based on hypotheticals, and that's that there would be, you know, legal costs associated with this bill. And while that is not completely unheard of in fiscal notes, we think it's highly hypothetical, and are feeling good about moving forward with it in its current form.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Representative Grinhagen.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, just an additional follow-up comment. I think, you know, that this will help people who normally wouldn't be able to afford the insurance to afford it now, even though they're working on a part-time basis, and for employers to assist to the degree that they want to help defer some of those costs. So actually you'll have more people insured who might normally not be, who might find themselves to be dependent on government programs, and of course those types of savings aren't factored into that. So I think it's a great new concept.
Great, thank you. Any other comments or questions? Mr. Nelson, thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
Seeing none, Senator Hand renews his motion that the A1 amendment be adopted. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion prevails. The amendment is adopted.
Do we have to actually move on?
Mr. Chair, do I need to move the conference committee report.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I move the adoption of the conference committee report.
Very good. Senator Hamm moves the adoption of the conference committee report. Any questions, comments, discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion prevails, and the conference committee report is adopted. Okay, and seeing no other business before this conference committee, we stand adjourned.
And Representative Baldwin, I'm friends with.